Okay. So, we were trying to figure out the math behind, the math behind this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about Shtus Mos or Shtus Mekach. Right? Rav says it's always Shtus Mekach, meaning it's always 1/6 of the value of the actual object. Right? So you overcharge or undercharge by more than 1/6 of the object's value, that's going to be Onah. Shmuel says it could either be 1/6 of the value of the object or 1/6 of the amount due. Now, right, a few questions about that. One is like why, right? Why have two totally different metrics? Why be inconsistent? And it also just kind of like a funny way to calculate, right? Like you have to, it's like after the fact, it's like, it's after the fact, it's 1/6 of the amount that you end up paying is the deviation from the value. Right? So just like a strange thing. And then now you have 2 points, right? Because the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, it's both. Right? Shmuel says, where are we? Yeah. Shavi Shisa Bechamisha, if it's worth 6 and you only pay 5, so the seller is being cheated out of 1/6 of the object's value. Shavi Shisa Beshiva, or if you overpay by a 6th, Kule Amalo Pligi Debasar Mekachazin. Everyone would agree, right, that if you overcharge or undercharge by more than by a 1/6 of the value of the object, that would be Onah. Onah. They argue about if I sell something that's worth 5 and I sell it for 6, or something that's worth 7 and I only charge you 6. Right? Because Shmuel says, Basar Mo says Linan, Idividio Nahavi, the Rav Damar Basar Mekach has Linan, Shavi Chamisha Beshisa, Beto Mekachavi, Shavi Shiva Beshisa, Mechilaham. But Shmuel, who says, Mechilah, Beto Mekach, Echad the Likash just Mistayat Sadin. Shmuel says, ah. You're right that these are two different percentages. Okay, we're going to get down to exactly the percentages in a moment. Shmuel says these two are different percentages. Okay, but hecha deika shtus mishtei either side, either way is enough to get me the din of una. Only when there's no shtus from either side, that's when it'll be either betol mekach or mechila. Vahecha deika shtus mitzad echad una. As long as you could construe it as 1/6 from either side, it's going to be oh no. So what's up with Shmuel, right? Now, if we, there we go. According to Rav, right, normally if something that's worth, the object's worth 6, okay? Now, that's 100% of its value. If you pay 7, so you're paying 7/6, right? Which means you're paying 116%. I'm rounding up a little bit. That is Onah for the Kohen. Right? I mean, the person who's buying it was being cheated, and therefore he'd have to return the Onah to the Kohen. And in the opposite direction, if the buyer only paid 5, and he's only paying 83% of the actual value, then he would also need to return the extra money because he only paid 5/6 of the value.
Sixth
Shmuel
of
said,
one, the sixth of one is like normal mathematical six. It's not like the fifth that's a fourth with like
correct,
Hamishas.
it's 1/6.
Okay.
Yeah, which is helpful because it makes it slightly less horribly painful. Yeah. Yes. Right. The whole like Chomesh by like Pidyon Meiser and stuff, right, is really a quarter. Yeah, not so. Okay, yeah, so it's just a normal 1/6. So basically, if you pay 5/6, you underpaid by Onah. And if you pay 7/6, you overpaid by Onah, right? So that is the range of Onah. Anything less than that, according to Rav, is going to be Mechila, meaning anything from here all the way till here, anything from 83.1% all the way up to 116%. Is all going to be within the range of less than ona, right? Both for the buyer and the seller. Okay. According to Shmuel, right, Shmuel says that if it's worth, let's say it was worth five, if you pay six, right? So 1/6 of what you're paying is ona, because you're paying 6/5, right? That would also be ona, because it's 1/6 of what you paid, which is, I guess it's that weird, like in the weird miser case, right? So then what you're really overpaying by is 1/5 of the value, right? Which is 20%. So according to Shmuel, ona is also when it's 120%. Okay. On the other hand, in the opposite direction, right? If you pay 6/7, right? If you've only paid, because, and you should have paid an extra one, right? To pay 7/7. So let's say it was worth 7 and you only paid 6. Then out of your 6, right? Another, a 1/6 of your 6, meaning, right? An extra is ona. And therefore, right, even if you paid 86%, right, which is more than Rav, right? Rav says 83%, basically it's always 16.5%, right? So it's basically like 83-84% up to 116-117%. Right? According to Shmuel, for in this direction, right, in the direction of overcharging for the overcharging the seller basically gets more leeway, right? He can charge up to 120%, it seems like, or not, right? But it's further out. While in the case of the buyer, right, he's gets ona even if it's only 86% out, even if he's only underselling by something like 14% instead of 17%. Okay. Now, what's part of the problem here? So I'll illustrate this next one, which is according to, let's ignore the sheet for a second. You know what? Let's not do that yet. Right? There's this whole range from 83% to 86%, or from 116 to 120%, right? Is a big range, which is more than 116%. So is that more than ona? Right, but then it's less than 120%, right? And the same thing here, right? Anything between 83 and 86%, is that going to be ona, right? Is that going to be totally fine because it's still less than 83%? Like what happens in that in-between state according to Shmuel? According to Rav, right, it's relatively simple, right? Because everything here is bitul mekach. This is ona, as machzir ona, right? No, sorry, I should have just skipped the front part. Anyway, anything here is bitul mekach, because it's more than ona, it's more than 1/6. Anything here is mechila, because it's less than 1/6. And anything over here, right here at 1/6 is machzir ona. But according to Shmuel, up till here is bitul is mechila. Then this is ona of shtus ma'os. And then over here again is less than shtus mecher, right? And then here again, then finally again at 83% you hit shtus mecher, and then you hit yozer mishtus. So what happens in between these two numbers? Yeah, you have the problem.
Is it like if it's like not a difficult thing to answer, you can just say it's ona, right?
Yeah, so one answer, right, would be to say, okay, well, it's a range, right? Fantastic. Adorable. You can flip the question and be like, ha. According to Rav, ona is this like point particle. It's like exactly here, right? Like that's weird. So instead, let's say, according to Shmuel, you have this range, right? This whole area in between is all ona, right? Anything less is mechila. Anything from here on is bitul mekach, right? But everything in between is going to be ona of shtus. Now, that's great. That's actually very cool. The only one question on that, though, is just they seem to be an imbalance between the mocher and the lokeach, right? Because the Shmuel is expanding the range of onah for the mocher, right? If the mocher sells it for 15% more, then it's still mechila. And if he sells it for 18% more, then it's still onah and it's not bitul mech. But for the buy, if the seller is the one who's being cheated, right? He's underselling. So then he basically gets to claim onah all the way from, let's say, you know, from 14%. Right? So it's onah earlier for the seller. Right? Now, on some level, that actually isn't so surprising to us, because part of this whole, right, one of the things, ideas that have come up a lot is this idea, well, maybe the seller's allowed to make a profit, right? In which case, we do want to give him a little bit of, you know, a few percentage points on the cheshbon that he should be able to make a profit.
Is profit not included in the market price? Like, I would think 100%, like, if it's worth six, that doesn't mean that the buyer necessarily got it for six. I mean, I guess different markets work differently, but I would assume that when we set that number, it's the number on the market, which assumes middlemen, and it assumes, you know, costs of, like, not wholesale.
And the margin. Yes, absolutely. I think so. I think that's very correct. I think that's one of the important things that we need to answer for Rav, which is, well, this 100% isn't like the value of the object, right? It's 100% of the market value of the object, which includes the markup, the standard markup, right? I forgot what it is, but like there's a standard, relatively standard markup in most industries, like every other way. And this 100% also could be a little bit of a range. That's another issue that I think comes into it, which is, you know, maybe, right, the market value itself is a little bit of a range, right? Like if you go to one of these online price comparison sites, they'll usually say this object, right, sells for anywhere between these two numbers, and it's not saying like, oh, any more than that you're being onah. It's trying to say like, oh, this is kind of like the going price, but the going price isn't an exact number. It's like a range. Anything more than this range is like you're paying more. You know, you're paying, it's expensive or more expensive than, you know, than expected. But yeah, that's correct. I think like part of the profit should be built there. Nonetheless, you could definitely say that there's a added leeway for the seller. Right? Let's say if we take like the Sefer HaChinuch's approach, right? We want the seller to be able to make a profit. So we want him to be able to charge a little extra, right? Because we want there to be, you know, a thriving market. Otherwise, right, people don't have the incentive to, right, to keep things in supply, and therefore it's actually not crazy for Shmuel to say that you get some extra padding in favor of the seller. Okay, that's a bit of a side point. Anyway, how do we explain this sheet of what's going on with Shmuel? So think problem is like this: Hosvos says that even Laman da Amar Shtos Mos, meaning Shmuel, Nira Yoser Lelech Achar Shtos Mecha Shahona. Right, onah is really a deception about the value of the object. So ultimately, right, it really should be totally on the value of the mekach. And he's not totally clear what the implications of that are. But if you continue, the Ritva asks this fundamental question. He says, "Shalom b'tosvos heicha deleikos shtos michad tzad bika pachos mishtos mitzad echad." The Yoser Mishtos Misad Acher, Basar Haiminai Lazlina. He says, right, wait a second. What about right over here in the middle? What do we do? Right? Because according, in theory, it's more than 116%. So it's more than Onah, right? According to Shtos Mecher of the object's value, but it's less than Shtos of Shmuel's Shtos Mos, right? It's more than 116%, but it's less than 120, right? Like 118%. What do we do at 118%? It's more than or not according to Rav, or according to the object's value, but it's less than or not according to the amount you're paying. Higon, machar shava shisim b'shivim v'chad. Let's say you sell something that's worth 60 for 71, right? So if it's worth 60 and you sold it for 71, so now you sold it for 118%, okay? Osha v'shivim v'chad b'shisim. So, right, what do you do in this in-between, right? It's more than 160, 170. So let's say it's 118, 119. It's less than 120%, right? So what do we do at 119%? It's just under the threshold of Shmuel's shtus mos, and it's over the threshold of shtus mechet. Rusu Rabinu Yehuda says, like Nathan says, right? Chashvinam le'ona. It's perfect, right? That whole range from 116, 117, all the way up to 120 is the range of Ona, right? If someone overcharges you more than 120%, charges you 100 more than 120%, then the whole Mekach is Bata. If they charge you 115%, then the Mekach is still Kayim and you're Mocha. Anything from 116, 17, all the way up to 120, the Mekach is still Kayim, but you have to return the extra money, right? And it solves the problem of, wait, Ona is this like point particle, right? It's this super tiny exact case where it's exactly 1/6. If it's a tiny bit more or a tiny bit less, then it's either Mechila or Bitul Mekach, right? Let's chat. Urhuda says, no, that's exactly what Shmuel is saying, right? Onas shtus is a range between, right, these two values. Ve'ein zeh mechaber, dehechi avdin an ona v'leika shtus mishum tzad. Kip shara anu matilin min shnei atzadim. This is what we're talking about. Of course, it has to be exactly a sixth. How else could it be ona if it's not a sixth, right? Well, we're going to make a shara between the two sides. Of course, it has to be a sixth, right? Now, to you and me, I think at least that's funny, because I would say, what, you're going to tell me that Ona is only this, like, exactly a six, but any bit more, any bit less, right, is either Bitul Mekach or Mechila Gemura, right? It's like this, like, what, if I sold you something that's worth, it's worth six, and I charged you 6.99, so you don't care? But if I charged you 7.00001, then you're going to be Mevato the whole Mekach? But if I charged you exactly 7, then like you want the Mekach, but you also want your money back. Really? Right? It's like we're like, you know, literally down to the cent. Like 1 cent less is Mechila, right? And 1 cent more is Bitul Mekach. So literally you have three objects. It's like when you go to a store and they sell something for like $6.99 and you're like, it's $7. And they're like $6.99. And you're like, that's $7, you know? And in Israel, they do it because, like, they don't even have coins that small. So they actually just automatically round it. So if you're selling something for $6.99, there isn't a 1 agura coin. There isn't even a 5 agura coin, right? The smallest coin is a 10 agura coin. So they can't even not charge you the whole 7 check.
It's the same here. We round to the nickel.
Right? So just like, who are you trying to fool? So maybe the answer is they hold like the Ritva. They're like, oh, if I charge you $6.99, it's Mechila. If I charge you 7 and a cent, then it's Bitul Mekach. If I charge you exactly 7, then it's Ona, right? And I'm Machzir Dmei Ona. So what I'll do is I'll charge you exactly $6.99, right? It feels very gekvetch. According to the Rabbeinu Yehuda, the answer is no. The whole range from 7 all the way to 7.5, let's say. 10, I have no idea. Right? From 7 to 7.5 is all onastras. Right? But the ritual says, no, it has to be exactly as I think. This clearly reflects something about what's the nature of the answer. Or, right? The more that it's like this sort of like zeres, like cost of chalos shem, on some level, the more you can understand the ritva, right? Because like, oh, it's like chalos shem shtus. It's an ona, right? Because, right? Vleiko shtus mishum sad. If it doesn't have like a shem shtus, then how could it be ona? It sounds like very formalistic, right? So he says, hanachon yoser, azlina basar mekach. We always follow the 1/6 of the value of the object. The habin l'rav bin d'shmuel onas mekachu ikar. B'nos maus hu de'if lo ginan. Okay? And that's also basically what the Rambam says. Like, I don't understand at all what's going on. The Taz basically says, like, yeah, it's like a zer sakasav. The whole hechad efer l'kroso b'shem shtus azlina basre. Right? Shem shtus. Okay? What's that? Just to, like, highlight this. Okay? Our chart is as follows, right? According to Shmuel, this is all Shmuel. According to the Tosos, the Rambam, and the Ritva, anything between 86% to 116% is all Mechila, okay, in both directions. If you overcharge by 116%, by a sixth, then you're Machzir Ona, okay? Then anywhere more than 116%, right, all the way up to 1/5, 120%, is going to be bitul mekach. When you hit 120%, it goes back to being machzir ona, and then anything more than that is bitul mekach. Okay, now this is, let's do it in the opposite direction because it's just even more crazy. If you undercharge, right, so that the seller is the one being cheated. If you underpay, okay, by a sixth, right, then it's machzir ona. If you underpay, not by 86%, but by 85%, you only pay 85% of its value, meaning if you underpay by 14%, then it's machzir ona. If you underpay by 15 or 16%, meaning you're paying less, you're cheating him by a bigger factor, right? Instead of underpaying by 14%, you're underpaying now by 15 or 16%. Okay? So you're cheating him by more. Now it's mechila. Right? If you underpay by a sixth, then it's mechila. But if you go more, right, and you underpay by even less, you underpay by a whole, by even more than that, sorry, if you underpay by a seventh, then it's machzir ona. But if you underpay by more than a seventh, then he's mochel, all the way up to a sixth. And then it goes up, then it's bitul mekach. Okay?
So the mechila is really like made up, like a gzeirat hakatuv concept. It can't be based on what people actually think then.
Okay, right, exactly. According to like this, like Tosfos and the Ritva, it's like it sounds like this, like, oh, chaloy shem shtus, and like, yeah, everything that doesn't have a chaloy shem shtus is just mechila. It just doesn't exist. It's like, right, fine. And then there are like these very specific points of like shem ona, and then more than a certain point is bitul mekach. It happens to be like the chaloy shem ona is exactly at, you know, like right under the threshold of bitul mekach, or it would be anywhere from there on, but it happens to be that bitul mekach is like anytime it's more than a sixth, so you only have like these very limited instances of like the din of machzir ona. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything makes perfect sense, right? Anywhere between 86 and 116% is all mechila, right? Close enough to the actual price. Anything more than that is the range of machzir ona. And anything even more than that is bitul mekach. And the same thing in the opposite direction. Right? Which makes a lot of sense. So what's true? How can we explain Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Ritva? Now, also important to remember is, you know, yeah. Let's see, like this. Oh, right. According to, what's the Svar Shmuel? So one option is that, right, you have said you have a range, right? You have this range between shtus maos and shtus mekach, and that's like the shtus of ona, Great. Or the other option, right, is that when is it? So one option is like, oh, it's some sort of gezeiras hafatzis. Problem is, it didn't sound like ona, and as a shtus, is necessarily like, oh, dafka like a haloshem d'oraisa, right? That like the shtus is the sheer like mahuti, and the whole point of this is like just like a gezeiras hakasav that doesn't have to make any sense, right? But if we look at the ritva, it's like, oh, but it has to be a shtus. So one option is to say that it really depends a lot on the psychology. Okay, now, what do I mean? How do we look at the idea of shtus? Okay, one option is that's a din in mechila, and pachus mishtus is mechila, you're mochel. Right? You're actually mochel practically, right? If we go back, remember we saw, there's like one option was that it's about mechila. The other part is that it's part of the iser, right? Right, we saw the idea that like, oh, according to the Ramban, it's actually mechila, right? Because it's really gezel, just the guy happens to be mochel on it at this up to a certain point. And we have the idea that, no, fundamentally, right, if we go all the way back, again, right, fundamentally, no, it's not like, it's like kind of built into Mekachomemkar that there's this lack of precision, right? And therefore, people are mochel on that, right? And then we have this idea of, let's say, the other idea in the Rosh, or the Chinuch, that no, that this is just part of the market, is that there's this flexibility, right? The more that you want to say that it's like a part of the market, the more that it's hard to argue that it could go back and forth through this kind of ping pong, right? It's part of the nature of this. Right? Or the part of the nature of the din is that you have this range of a six and it's a real range, right? It's part of the percentage of the sale, right? It's, you're allowed to have a profit margin, or that's the way Mekach Menko works, that you have this range. But if you think that really any intentional overcharging is a problem, right? But practically less than a shtus, the guy's actually practically mochel, right? Which is, just going back, sorry, I keep doing that. Right, that's what the Rosh seems to think. That's what the Ramban says, right? It's what the Rambam seems to say, right? Because the Rambam said that it seems like it's part of the Mekach Umemkar, right? Is this knowledge that there's this lack of precision of the values, right? And that you're being mochel on those as part of Mekach Umemkar, right? So, how are you going to explain the Rambam if the Rambam really thinks that it's not some sort of like just like a gzeiras hakasav? It's really totally on, right? The idea of mechila, it's just a mechila that's like built into the sale, right? So how do you explain the Rambam? The Rambam told us before that it's a different mechila, right? What do we do? Right? The Magnishan is like, I can't be. It must be something wrong with the Rambam. I don't know, right? So here's an idea. If you think it's a din mechila, then it could be, it's dependent a little bit on psychology, right? And if it's about psychology, then sometimes psychology is very irrational, right? So now, right, sorry, if, yeah, I want to make another point. Just, let's say it's a shear, it's like an objective shear in the mecher, so then I would say it's an objective shear, right? And then you kind of have to say like, either like Rav, that's an objective shear, right? Because it's like a shear in the chefza, and then it's exactly a six, right? Or you can say that, yeah, shear are objective, right? But the shear, right, is still a range. I was kind of a Rabbi Yehuda saying. But if you think that it's not that it's got to be totally on this cycle, then you have to explain Shmuel as being dependent on the psychological principle. Okay, now here's this fascinating question. How do we paskin? Now, this is a really fascinating issue because how do we paskin depends on how do you view ona. Why? Because there's a rule, Bamidar Murim Bistam, Rabbeinu Hananel Pasa Kirav, We have this rule that we pass in like Rav by Isser v'Heter, right? And we pass in like Shmuel by Dini Mamonis. Okay? Yoredeya, we pass in like Rav. Koshen Mishpah, we pass in like Shmuel. Isser v'Heter is like Rav. Koshen Dini Mamonis is like Shmuel. Is Ona a din in Isser v'Heter? Or is it a din in Dini Mamonis? Right? So Toso says, Minchanan opasak Rav da'alcha kirav misuri. Minchanan says, "Oh, halachas like Rav, because Ona is a din in Isser." So he says, "Tema halo pligi im mutter lasos din pligi im chayv lahachser Ona va'alach kishmo." But Dini says, "No, this is an argument about Dini mamonis, right? It's about the financial rights." U'b'shilto ser v'chay parshas parshin opposed to kirav mishum dehach brisa kai kivas. Oh, the shilto has a dip passing like Rav, but not because of. Right, halacha kirav be yisure, whatever, but because he has a brisa that he thinks supports. Right, so the Ran is right. Hilcha achlinim sak halacha kaimelan kiriv kishmuel the kai kivasi the kaimelan kishmuel bedini the hilchach am manashe in lacha alayona even if I should don't right play that example the zesh a low ki divrei harayve because of the kivan sheikar machloksem beona who have a plugta be yisura the kaimelan rab be yisure right so. The right it says it's a din in Isser, right? Rabbi Nachman says it's a din in Isser v'Heter, right? And Tosos and the Ran say no, it's a din in Mamonis, right? Which is, I think, Gishmak, because our whole Chakir before was, is Ona really about stealing from people, right? Or is it a din in Bihatzoracha Kamocha, how you treat other people, Bihule, right? The more that it's a din, if it's a din in Bihatzoracha Kamocha, then it's a din in Isuri. If it's a din in Geneva monetary rights, so then it's a din in Mammon, right? So it's Kishman, right? If it's Mammon, right, either din Tashlumin, right, because there's a cost of that you have to pay it back, or actually it's din Gezel, Kishman. Right? And it's Midin Mamon. If it's Midin Isser, so then it'd be like, because it's Tzadik Bashuk or Din B'Fayat. Now, what's interesting though, is that if it's a Din in Mamon, right, and you hold like Shmuel, so if it's a Din in Mamon, you should hold like Shmuel. Right? So if you think it's a range, right, then that works perfectly. Right? But if you think Shmuel, we pass on like Shmuel because it's Dini Mamonis, but Shmuel holds that it's like Nikuda of like once Chaloy Shem 1:6, right? Then you're kind of stuck because Miman of Shach, right? If you think Shmuel Shita is based on this like Chaloy Shem 1:6, so then it's not really Dini Mamonis, it's really Dini Yisra B'het, right? Because the Torah said, oh, 1:6 is us. If you think it's Dini Mamonis, then it should be, either you have to say Shmuel holds like the range, right? Or you have to say, oh, well, Shmuel thinks it's like a Chaloshim Isser, but Rav thinks it's Midin Mamon, and that's why Rav says you don't have these like two random points, it's one thing, right? But then we shouldn't pass in like Shmuel, right? It's kind of like catch 22, because Shmuel seems to be saying it's like a Chaloshim Isser, but Shmuel, we only pass in like Shmuel if it's Mamonis. Right now, Tosfos and the Ran and the Rambam all passing like say it's passing like Shmuel because right, which kind of implies that it's Mamon, but then they also go around and say, oh, but Shmuel has these like two random points. So I think the answer is that it's psychological. Okay, why? Let's do the following. Right, a bat and a ball together cost 110. The bat costs 100 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
10 shekel.
Ah, very good. Right? You did very well. Shekel. Yes. Kai is correct. Right? Natan followed, did the right thing, Al-Piagama. And Chaya did the math. You're right. If together
I've seen riddles like this before, disclaimer. It's like a magic. Classic. Like,
right. Because your system one, crash. Right? If you, if you, in like psychology, they call it system one and system two, right? Your intuitive system one says, oh, well, there's a number 100, right? The bat costs 100 more, and together they cost 110. So the ball must cost 10, plus 100 of the bat, 110, right? The problem is that it's 100, the bat costs 100 more than the ball, right? So you really, we have to do is the bat is, I think I should do that, right? It would be 2x, right? If 2x plus 100 equals 110, right? So then the ball would have to be 5 as well. Now here also, what's cheaper? What's a better sale?
It's the same. Well, technically the one on the left.
This one.
Yeah, it depends on, yeah.
No, this one's, oh, exactly. This one's always better. This one looks better, right? Because you see the number 50, you're like, 50% off. That's great, right? Now it's only the second item is 50% off, and it's the lesser of the two items, right? So at the end of the day, what happens, if you're lucky, you'll get like a 20% off, right? Because if you buy four, or if you buy two items of equal value, right? And then if both of them are worth 50, so then you'll end up paying 75. Here, no matter what you buy, if you buy $100 worth, it costs 75, right? 25% off is a lot better than second item is 50% off. But the reason why people do this is because we fall for the 50% off, right? Now, so psychology basically, right, makes us latch on to things that are easily recognizable, right? And look a certain way, regardless of whether or not the math really works out. Why am I doing this? Right? Because if we go back to Shmuel, right, and we say, what does Shmuel say? Shmuel Amar, ki amrina mechila ubito mekach, hechad leikashtus mishne asad, vahechad ikashtus misad echad onaha. What happens? According to the Rambam, according to the Ran and Tosfos, what they would argue is that when I see 1/6, then boom, I'm like, hey, I got cheated, right? When I see 25% off or 50% off, I'm like, 50% off, right? I don't necessarily think, wait a second, right? Let's run the numbers. When you see 25% off, like, that makes sense. But if you see 26% off, you're like, wait, what does that really mean? How much am I going to be paying? Right? It's just kind of random. Why? Because the math is hard, right? So our brains don't like doing math. That involves already invoking system two, and no one wants to do that. So as long as we can use a rule of thumb, right, we'll think about things. If not, we kind of go by our gut instinct. So if we go all the way back here, what happens is, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, that all makes sense because it's just, right, it's just a ring. According to Tosfos Rambam in the Ritva, what happens is that when your mind goes click and says, wait, that's a 6, it doesn't matter if it went click because it was a 6th of the amount you're paying or a 6th of the actual value of the object, right? You are like, wait a second, I'm being cheated here, right?
So is the implication that Ona is about making people sad, not making people poor? Like, it's about the the interpersonal injury as opposed to the financial crime. Is that what we're kind of saying here?
Potentially, yes. Because, right, what do we know? We know that Shmuel halacha is Shmuel b'dini. So I think yes and no. This is what's kind of weird, crazy about it, which is it's about the hakbada. You'd have to say it's like this. You'd have to say it's about the hakbada of the person being cheated. Right? But therefore, it's kind of subjective. Meaning, in a chanami, you might always be asur, right? But in terms of whether or not you have to pay back, it depends on the hakbada of the person being cheated. And the person's hakbada depends on whether or not they feel cheated. And whether or not they feel cheated doesn't depend on the amount or percentage that they're being cheated. It depends on whether or not right? Their minds, their system one, can easily latch on to be like, wait a second, I just got overcharged by a six, right? So as long as their mind can notice that it's a six, whether it's a six of the money or a six of the value, it's going to be onas to us. After a certain point, it's always onas, right? Or it's even bittul mekas, right? But that, like, wait a second, moment, you know, of like that exact amount, even if it's theoretically less, which is exactly what's happening in this case here, right? It's theoretically, you're being cheated by less, right? It's less than a six, right? It's a seventh, right? It's only, you're being, instead of being cheated by 17%, you're being cheated by like 14%. Nonetheless, your mind doesn't think, oh, 14%, 17%. Your mind's like, wait a second, got overcharged by a six. Right? And that response is what creates this, or what triggers the chiyuv of tashlum and the lack of mechila. Right? Because less than that is mechila, but not when I can notice that it's a set, that it's a six. Why? Because if you think mechila really is mechila, right? Then the minute that the person's mind is like, wait a second, I'm being overcharged by a six here, they're not going to be mochel. Right, it evokes their sense of moral outrage, right, of umbrage, and because of that, there's no mechila, even though percentage wise it's less, right, than 16-17%. Now, I happen to prefer Rabbeinu Yehuda's Shita. I think it's way more compelling, right? But I think that's the only way, or the only way that makes sense to me, at least, to explain what most Rishonim understand in Shmuel and the Paschim, Lahalacha, right? It's this knee-jerk psychological reaction, right, to easily being able to see mathematically that you're being cheated. It's only worth 60, you paid 70, and you're like, hey, right? If it's worth 61 and you paid 70, or it's worth 61 and you paid 72, right? And you're like, how much extra did I pay? And that's not such a good example. Let's say it's worth 62 and you paid 71. I don't know, whatever it is. It always gets tricky once you actually try to do the numbers again, right? But at the end of the day, right, the harder it is to do the math, once you have to actually start doing math, and you can't just be like, oh, that's a six, right? Once it's not obvious, then it's all kind of this like gray area until it's very obvious, right? If something's worth 50 and I'm paying 70 for it, I'm like, wait a second, something's fishy, right? But if something's worth 50, and I'm paying 57, right? I have no idea how much extra I'm being charged, even though I happen to be being overcharged 14%, right? That one's easier because 50 times 2 is 100 and 7 times 2 is 14. So it would be 14%, right? But that's just too hard. Right. If it's 60 and I paid 70, if it's 70, right, but I only got paid 60 for it, then I'm like, hey, wait a second. Right. And that knee-jerk reaction could be the main issue. Okay. I'm just going to like really all regalachas. Oh, no. We'll skip. Well, you know, I think we'll do Davar Shemidu Mishka. Okay. Yes.
I'm just curious. I would want to like go through again and see how these different Rishonim and Shmuel himself, I guess, how they treat Mechila, like, and those, all these other conversations we had about what Mechila really means. I would be curious to go over that and see whether this kind of understanding of Mechila matches up with this.
Yeah, well, I think, and what's surprising, right, or it's kind of what led me to this, is that the Rambam, let's say, as well as like Tosfos, I kind of go in this direction where there's a real, well, mechila is really dependent on some sort of real mechila, not necessarily so practical in every case, right? But it's kind of like an understood mechila, but it's really based on mechila, right? It's not based on, it's not like, oh, there's some sort of like zeres akasov, etc., right? Number one. Number two is like, why would there be such a zeres akasov? Adrabah. If you think it's like a zeres akasov, so then it should be it's exactly this one point, like Rav, right? Shmuel's thing just doesn't make sense either if it's like a Gzeres HaKasav. Because why does the Gzeres HaKasav care about both the money and the value? Right? It should only go based on the value, as Tosfos themselves point out over here. No, over here. Right? Onava Tos Tuli B'Mekach. Right? So what kind of leads you to the idea, the only way for Shmuel to really make any sense is if he's based on actual mechila, right? And that actual mechila leads to what is, economically surprising, but psychologically to be expected, which is that there are cases where you're being cheated by less, but it evokes more moral outrage, right? Because the easier it is for your mind to grasp the fact that you're being cheated, right, and to quantify it without actually having to resort to mathematics or to a calculator, the more, right, that your moral outrage can be triggered. And this makes a lot of sense. The more you have to, right, you're intellectually engaged with figuring out how much you're being overcharging. Right, it's just a different operation than when you realize you got cheated, right? And it dawns on you, and you're like, "What? You know, that's disgraceful." So I think, ironically, as much as initially going in, I would have expected Shmuel, right, to dafka be the one who's works better with it, like being a gzeres hakasav and being a din and iser. The fact that A, doesn't seem to be necessarily true about the shittos, but B, that the halakha is only going to be like Shmuel if it's dini, if it's monetary, not if it's iser. But if it's really monetary, so then the mechila should have to be a monetary mechila, right? In which case, why do you have this point particle? And the answer is, I think, psychology, right? Because psychologically, that's really how it works. You have these weird cases where overcharging someone more will make them less insulted. Right? Sometimes being a little, being a little bit worse, the person just doesn't realize it, or it's less, it sticks out less. And actually, and then in life,
this isn't exactly the same thing, but it kind of makes me think of the way that, like, I'd rather get an 88 than an 89 on a class, because, like, the 89, I'm like, right. Oh, so close. I should have just done that one quiz earlier or whatever. And like, even though like I'm conscious of like how irrational it is and it's the same grade and whatever, but I'm like, I get annoyed when I like actually consciously would prefer to have the 88.
Right.
It's not the same thing, but like, I feel like
But it is, right? But that's exactly true. Like, I think that's totally the exact, like the same phenomena, which is like, if it's an 89, it just jumps out of you. They're like, oh, you could have just done a little more. You would have gotten the 90, right? Or you're like, well, why didn't I get the 90? Come on, just give me the 90. If you got an 88, it's like, oh, okay. Even if it was the exact same work, and the teacher's like, kind of like, could have gone either way, but like that tiny difference, right? Because your mind is like, sees 89, it's like, wait, isn't that just a 90? Why don't I just have a 90? I want a 90. Give me a 90 for that. Or like, stupid me, why don't I do the 90? It's exactly that. And that just like, and you're less happy, even though you're better off. So I think that's exactly like mamash, like the same sort of thing that happens here, where where that like extra little bit really triggers a that really like that little difference, just in terms of your mind's ease of association, it really alters the picture, and then you end up with this ironic, but actually reasonable, even from a financial perspective, that it's, you have this area of mechila, and then it's machzirona, and then it's bitomekach, and then you're machzirona again, because it's just like so easy for the person to quantify, okay, I got overcharged by a sixth, even though here it's really a fifth, right? But in their mind, it's like, it's a sixth. So it goes back to being one out. And here the opposite is true, right? You're like, oh, wait a second, that's a sixth, right? I want my money back. And then it's like more than that. It's like, oh, okay, like the overcharge, you know, like I undersold it a little bit, but like, it's fine. You know, and then it's like, and you're like, oh, wait a second, you know, now I want my money back. So I think that's exactly that dynamic. Okay, we'll stop here. Shukach.
Thank you so much. See you on Wednesday.